Rambam Perek Zion Mehochais Sefer Torah. This isn't Sefer Torah. Actually, it's Tzilmas isn't Sefer Torah. Okay. Mitzvah Sasei HaKol Ish Vishmi Yisrael Lichtov Sefer Torah La'atzmai. Every Jew is chayav to write a Sefer Torah for himself. Shenema Va'ata Kisvu Lachem HaSashir HaZeis. Pasuk in Vayelach. Va'ata Kisvu Lachem HaSashir HaZeis. V'lamdas b'nei Yisrael sima b'fiyam. So the Rambam says, Klayma. What does it mean, Kisvu Lachem HaSashir HaZeis? The Shira HaZeis means Hazino. So the Rambam says, Klayma, this means Kisvu Lachem Terah Sheyesh Bashira. Really, the Gemara doesn't say what the limud is. The Gemara just says it's it quotes the pasuk Kisvu Lachem HaSashir HaZeis. But the problem is the Shira HaZeis refers to Parsha Hazino. So how could you derive from the mitzvah of Shira HaZeis, how could you derive Kala Terah Kula? So the Rambam was bothered with the problem. So the Rambam says it means write the Torah that has the Shira. Why? Lefi shein kesvin es haTorah parshiyes parshiyes. Because one is not permitted to write the Torah in parshiyes. Not allowed to write a parsha of the Torah. Now, so if you were allowed to write a parsha of the Torah, so then I would say that the mitzvah means to write parsha Hazino. But since you're not allowed to write a parsha of the Torah, so it cannot possibly mean to write Parsha Hazino. So, therefore the Rambam says, since it cannot possibly mean, Rambam explains the limud of the Gemara, since it cannot possibly mean the Hazino, so it has to mean Kala Torah Kula. That's what the Rambam says. Okay. Now, my question was, what do you mean in case since the Torah Parshiyos Parshiyos? You do write the Torah Parshiyos. You see, you can write the Parshiyos. The mitzvah to write the Tefillin and Mezuzah. Just got finished with Tefillin and Mezuzah in the Rambam. Tefillin and Mezuzah, you write Parshiyos. Tefillin and Mezuzah, you write Parshiyos. So why can't I say that there's another mitzvah besides Tefillin and Mezuzah to write Parshiyos? There's a mitzvah to write the Parsha of Hazino. Okay. Moreover, the Shagasari asks, he says, the Rambam himself says in Halacha Yadalad, Mutu lichtev haTorah kol chumash v'chumash b'fnei atzmai, that chumshim, you're allowed to write the Torah in separate, you're allowed to write separate chumashim of the Torah, Breishis, Shmais, Vayikra. So you see that definitely is permissible to write a chumash of a Torah. So when it says Kisvu Lachem HaSashir HaZeis, why can't I just write Sefer Dvarim? Why do I have to write Kol HaTorah Kula? That definitely is mutter. Ram himself says it's mutter. All right, that's the first question. It's basically one question. It's two parts. First of all, why can't it be a separate mitzvah to write this pasuk, just like I have to film the mezuzah? And if you're going to tell me that you can't write this, can't be for some reason, definitely if you write a chumash, you can definitely write dvarim. Sefer dvarim is definitely mutter. So what's the Rambam's limud? Okay. Now, another question which is raised by the Shagasari is, who's chayiv in this mitzvah? So from the Rambam's lashon of ish vishmi Yisrael, so you can say it means everybody. But actually, the lashon is really ishvish means only anashim. Okay, in the Rambam, sure, ishvish only an ish is chayav. An isha is ptura. The Rambam doesn't say it over here, but the Rambam has it in his Sefer HaMitzvahs. In the end of Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam classifies after he gets finished with the 248 mitzvahs asay. So he is minor which mitzvahs asay are constant, meaning that in most people's lives these 60 will always come into play. He'll always be chayav in these 60. If he lives a normal life, he has kids, he has a house. If he lives normally, he'll be chayav in 60. The Rambam says. The Rambam makes an important point of it. Why exactly the Rambam doesn't? We're not too sure. I mean, you have Ramach mitzvah sasei and shasam mitzvah lei sasei. But the Rambam has another number, 60 and 46. 46 for women and 60 for men. And the Rambam makes a point of this at the end of the mitzvah sasei. At the end of the mitzvah sasei. The Rambam has a reference to it in the Yarech HaZakah too, this type of a concept. Because Rambam in the end of Hilchos Mezuzah, Perek Vav Halacha Gimel, says, Chayav Adam Lizor Mezuzah Neshi Chayav HaSakoyol Tomid. What do you mean, Chayav HaSakoyol Tomid? It's not chayev. You're not chayev. You're not chayev to live. The Rambam said already in Hilchos Brachos. Rambam says you're not chayev to live in a bias with a mezuzah. Rambam Perek Yud Aleph and Hilchos Brachos Halacha Aleph and Halacha Bay Halacha Bays Halacha Bays Yesh Mitzvah Say Shadom Chayev L'Shtabel V'Lirdeif Ad Sheyasei So Kegon Tefillin V'Sukkah V'Lulav V'Shoyfa V'Elo Anigahin Erekoin Chayva. Rambam says a certain mitzvah that a person is chayev. The gavra is chayev insofar as he's a gavra. He's chayev to in certain mitzvahs. He says, "L'fishadam chayev al kolpanim lases." But the yesh mitzvah sheina chayev al adem l'shus kigun mezuzah u'maikah sheina nam chayev lishkein bebayis a chayev mezuzah. You see, so the Rambam says a mezuzah is not really a chayev on the gavra. What does Rambam mean? She chayev as a kol tamid. The Rambam means, like he said in the sefer mitzvahs, that under normal circumstances, a person would be chayev to do it. Would be chayev to do it. Apparently, the Rambam held that there's a specific that in the Tayag mitzvahs that just like there's a specific reason why you have Ramach Asay and Shasal Leis Asay, there also is a specific reason why 60 were formulated that they should be constant. Those mitzvahs that were formulated under normal circumstances were formulated that way because they carry in themselves. They lead to a certain type of perfection. A certain type of perfection. That's why the Rambam says, Chayav Adam Lizor B'Mezuzah Neshi Chayav HaSakol Tomit. So Chayav HaSakol Tomit means it was one of those mitzvahs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he designed the Torah, designed it in a way that he wanted to make sure that most people should be Chayav to do it. Should be Chayav to do it constantly. So apparently it carries with it a very high degree of perfection, since inherently he's always chayev. Philosophically, the Rambam is talking about. That's why the Rambam said for mitzvahs sets aside these 60. But at any rate, when the Rambam sets aside the 60 that men are chayev in, he says that 46 of them only women are chayev. And he goes through all the mitzvahs and he counts number mitzvah say yedalid. He says only anashim are chayev, not nashim. I'm sorry, mitzvah say yedches. Only Anashim Achayev and not Nashim. So the question is like this. The question that they ask on the Rambam is, how does the Rambam know that Nashim are Paturis from the Mitzvah say of Ksiva Sefer Torah? And the Mitzvah say of Ksiva Sefer Torah is not just Ksiva, the Rambam explains, but it's Liknei Sefer Torah also. Liknei is also Yetzah the Mitzvah, like the Gemara says in the Menaches. Chaytech Mitzvah B'Shuk, but it's considered Yetzah. Now, since he could be Yetzer with being Kaina Sefer Torah, so a woman, even though a woman is Pasul and Ksiva, so she can't write a Sefer Torah, but she could be Yetzer through Kaniyah. You can't say that since she's Pasul in Ksiva, so that's why she's not Mokhev in Kaniyah. Because you see by Mezuzah, for instance, she's Pasul in Ksiva and Mezuzah, but she certainly is Chayev in Mezuzah. If she lives in a house, she's Chayev in Tzchayev Sador, she's Chayev in a Mezuzah. So how does the Rambam know that Nashim HaPaturis from Mitzvahs Sefer Torah? That's another question. How do you know Nashim HaPaturis? Alright. Now let's say like this. The Rambam goes further. And even though somebody, his father left him a Sefer Yashin, he inherited a Sefer Torah, he's still mukhlif to write one himself. Rambam says, it's a Gemara. He writes it by hand himself, it's as if he was Mekabla from Sinai. He doesn't write, so others write for him. There again, I mean, Anisha, he doesn't know how to write. So somebody else can write for him. Then the Rambam says, "V'chol amagia sefer Torah v'afilu ois achas hareu kilu kasvei kulei." It just asks a question. When the Rambam says hareu kilu kasvei kulei, what does the Rambam mean? It's kilu kasvei kulei, and he gives the person the same shevach of kilu kibla me'asina as I said before, or not? It would seem to me from Lashon the Rambam that it's not that way. It's just kilu kasvei kulei, but it's not kilu kibla me'asina. That's only in kasvei biyadei. The Rambam says, in kasvei biyadei, it's hareu kilu kibla me'asina. Then he says, "Areli kilu kasvei kulei." Kilu kasvei kulei means he's mekayim the mitzvahs ksiva, but it's not kilu kasvei biyadei. Kasvei biyadei only is the only one that has a shevach of kilu me'asinai. All right, but we'll clarify this point a little later. We'll clarify this point a little later. Okay. All right. The next point, the next question I'd like to take up is the rush. Anyway, we'll leave that open. Whether it's Kilu Kasvei, we'll see later. Whether Kilu, whether he's Magia Isachas, he has the Shevach of Kilu Kibbutz Asini or not. All right, but let's take something else now. There's a very well-known rush in the beginning of Hilchos Sefer Torah and Menachos. And the rush discusses the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. And basically, the rush is what we rely on, Bizman Hazeh. Because it's really the only mitzvah that you find, that the Tzuras HaMitzvah, no one's mekayim the Tzuras HaMitzvah Bizman Hazeh at all. Nobody's concerned with being mekayim the Tzuras HaMitzvah Bizman Hazeh. Well, how could that be? So the rush explained. We rely on the rush. The rush says like this. He quotes the Rambam, and then he says like this. He says, V'zeu b'deres harishenim. The mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah was only in the earlier generations. She'u kaisvin Sefer Torah v'lengdim bayi. That they used to write a Sefer Torah, and they used to learn in it. Aval ha'idne she'u kaisvin Sefer Torah menichon ha'sevi batik ne'isayas. Likres b'barabim. Nowadays, if they take the Sefer Torah, and they leave it in the shul, and in the Orin. Says mitzvah saseh hi al kol ish miyisrael ha'shigerem ha'seges lichtev chum she'a Torah u'mishne u'gemora. Upurushim lahagos b'hen hu ufanav. Ki mitzvahs ksivas ha-terehi lilmait ba. Ki ichsiv alamdas b'nei Yisrael sima b'fiyam. Val yidei ha-gemar v'apirish yeda pirish ha-mitzvahs v'adinim al-buyam. L'chein heim heim asfarim sh'adam mitzvah l'kosvam. Alright. Yeah. So at any rate, so that's what the Rush says. So the Rush changed it from Sefer Torah, an unusual, very unusual type of situation. The mitzvahs ha-say was changed. Actually, the Tzuras HaMitzvah was changed. You don't have anything like this in other places where the Tzuras HaMitzvah is changed. Different Tzuras HaMitzvah. Tzuras HaMitzvah was changed from Sefer Torah to writing Svarim, according to the Rush. Question is, what is the Rush basing on? Because the Rush says the mitzvah is to write in order to learn. In order to learn. Yeah. So the question that's asked on the Rush is, I mean, if that's the, you're going to say that that's the mitzvah is to write the Sefer Torah in order to learn, you see? Yeah, so he has a kasha like this. Says, if it's only to learn, so what's wrong if he yarshins it? If he yarshins it, we say that it's no good, but why do I care if he yarshins it? The mitzvah is to learn. So he yarshins it, he has Sefer Torah, he can learn it, fine. Okay, that's one kasha. And since, according to the Rush, there's no specific Tzuras HaMitzvah, the mitzvah is to have something available.
Material to learn with.
So if I yash in the Sefer Torah, it's good enough. That's the kasha. Shagasai asked that kasha. And the question that we asked was like this. We asked even more. If you're going to tell me that the mitzvah, so somebody can argue, yeah, the mitzvah is to write it in order to learn, but the mitzvah is still to write it. All right. But the question, we have a raya. I have an open raya that it can't be, has nothing to do with learning. The raya is from Melech. What's the lacha by Melech? Melech has to write two Sefer Torah. So, whether he wrote one before or not, lacha beis and lacha gimel. Let's say he didn't write one before. He didn't write one before, so what does he do? So when he becomes a Melech, he has to write one, a regular one that everybody's chayav in. Then he has to write one for the Melech. Okay, he has to write one for the Melech. So the question, what does he do with these two Sefer Torah? So the Rambam states explicitly what he does. The first Sefer Torah that he writes, what does he do? He puts it in Beis Geniza. And the second Sefer Torah that he does is Yetzer Imai, wherever he goes, the Mokoma, or wherever he goes, it's Mahoyo Imai, Vaisa Imai, Vakarva, Kolimei Chaya. So what does he do with the first Sefer Torah he writes? He puts it away. If, according to the Rush, the mitzvah is to write in order to learn, so then the melech should only be chayav in one. The one that's vayisim by the kor, I call him a chayav. That's the one that's for limud. So you see, and the first sefer Torah is the sefer Torah that everybody, so that the hegyed is chayav in. So you see openly from that halacha that the mitzvah of ksiva, the mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah for hegyed is not lumait. It's clear. Okay. Yeah, the beis genosav is a gemara. Yeah, it's the Gemara says that. Now the side question: why is it that the Rambam says that this, the second Sefer Torah is wherever he goes, the Sefer Torah goes with him. So Yeshiv Bedin, Vuima, Imesiv, Vukinegdai. So that's a separate halacha. I mean, that should be a separate halacha. That's the case. That should be a separate mitzvah. Separate mitzvah, Vahoisayimai. So why don't we have like this? Mitzvah Sasei Lamelach. The Melech has to write an extra Sefer Torah. And then another mitzvah on the Melech is that he has to, it should be Vahoisayimai. And not only that, I mean, why not? What about Vakarimai? Vakarimai, no one says the Melech has special mitzvah of Kriya with regard to Sefer Torah. What? Yeah. Vakar Vakarimai Chayav. Why isn't that a mitzvah too? So the Rambam should have, instead of Lichtev Kolish Sefer Torah La'atzmai is one. Then Lichtev HaMelech Sefer Sheni La'atzmai, Kadeshi Yilash Ne Sefer Torah, fine. But then the Rambam shall, I guess, mitzvah LaMelech Gamkein Shiyehei, Sefer Torah Imai, Bechol Shah, and mitzvah Sheyikrim Menav, Akar Vakol Yimei Chayev. I mean, why isn't that a mitzvah too? Why are those things mitzvahs also? All right. Let's take a Gemara in Gittin Daf Samach Amud Aleph. All right. And now we have to take a Gemara like this. The Gemara says like this. Gemara says we have to go through a little bit of Gemara here. Daf Samach Amud Aleph in Gittin. Now, likreis b'chumshim b'beis haknesses b'tzibur. Gemara asks a question. Chumshim means like this. Whenever the Gemara makes references to chumshim in a few places. Chumshim does not mean achamashim. Chumshim means they used to write one chumash, like one sefer, like sefer bereishis. They'd write on a cloth, b'yoy, kelchasai, and that was called a chumash. Now, a chumash, as we said before, the Rambam says, you're allowed to write. So if a person writes a chumash, he has kedushas kisvei kedush, and it's fine. Gemara asks a question, are you allowed to use a chumash to read betzibor on Shabbos? Instead of having a whole sefer Torah, take out a chumash. One sefer that has one of the svarim. We don't have that anymore. But in those days, it was very prevalent. Especially they used to use it for the kids to learn with. Because according to they used to use it for the kids to learn with. Okay. So the Gemara says, what about using that to lay on Shabbos? So the Gemara says, they asked him, "What have they?" Didn't know what to answer. Asher shalor yitzchak nafkal have biyadi. Asher shalor be midrasha pashtu meod namar shmo benachmeni amar yechanan. Sefer Torah shechasi yiriachas and karen bai. That if your sefer Torah is missing one yiria, so you can't lane the sefer Torah. So you see that, and the sefer Torah that's missing one yiria has a din certainly as kedusha of a chumash, right? So you see the chumash is mutter. So the Gemara says, "V'loi." I mean, sorry. You see, the chumash is aser. Because sefer Torah shechasi riachas is in karen bai, and if it's chasi riachas, so it has a din of chumashim, because it's still kisvei kedush. And what does halacha say? In karen bai. So over here, so chumash is certainly more than chasi riachas. So certainly in karen bai. So the Gemara answers like this. So the Gemara says, "V'lohi, that's no proof. Why? Hosam mechser b'milsei." And hachaloi mechsa b'milsei. What does it mean? It means over there the chumash is not missing anything insofar as it's a chumash. But over here the Sefer Torah is missing something insofar as, since it's called the Sefer Torah, Rashi says they call it a Sefer Torah, it's missing something insofar as it's a Sefer Torah, so it's ain't karen bai. And they can't really explain to me what that means in the Gemara. I mean, who cares, basically? If the halacha, is a sefer Torah that's missing the area, is basically has kedushas chumshim. There's no question about it, has kedushas chumshim. So what I care is mechsa b'milsei. I mean, what do I care? In other words, the halacha is, does it have, if it's missing the area? If it's missing the area, you understand? Does it have kedushas kisvei kedush anymore if it's missing the area? Let's ask that question. Does it or not? It has kedushas kisvei kedush. So when I'm reading from Kedushas Kisvei Kedush, I'm reading Menachsav or Shalei Menachsav?
Menachsav.
I'm reading Menachsav, what's wrong? So what do I do with Menachsav Milsei? Who cares? And actually, which Isser is the Gemara discussing here? The question of... Let's go a little further in the Gemara. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara says... and the Gemara says... Rabba v'yes tam tavayim ekarim b'chum sh'v'yes kens v'shim kavad tzibah. Alright, so the Gemara says that nevertheless, even though we can't make any deduction from the case of Sefer Torah Chasi Riachas, but still it's also because of Kavod HaTzibur. The Tzibur shouldn't look like an Ani. The Tzibur only has one Chumash, it looks like an Ani. So the Gemara Paskins, that's why when you lay the Torah, the Tzibur, you have to have an entire Sefer Torah. Not really because of the the problem of reading something Shalem and Aksav. You see, of Dvar Shem Aksav Yatara Shor Lama Vapeh. But because of the tzibur shouldn't look like an ani. All right, let's go a little further. Some Rishonim that hold, there's a machlokes Rishonim here, by the way. Some Rishonim hold that if it's chaser yiriachas or even isachas, then it's usher to read from it altogether. Others say you're allowed to read from another chumash, you'd be allowed to read, but not from this chumash itself. Okay, all right, but let's say according to the sheet that holds, you're not allowed to read from it altogether. Question B: Why is it any worse than chumshim? That's the question. According to the sheet that holds, you're not allowed to read from it altogether. Why is it any worse than chumshim? So I'm missing yiri in one chumash. Why should it be any worse than a regular than another chumshim, even with regard to the other chumashim that are involved in the sefer Torah? Okay, that's the question I'd like to answer. All right, now let's go a little further. Gemara says like this. Gemara says, Rabba Rav Yehuda Antavai Hai Sefer Aftar to Osel Mikri Bebe Shabbos My Time Ad Leinitli Kosev Ma Bravashi Omar L'Tiltuli Nami Osa. Even to move it is Osa. My Time Ad Ole Chosin L'Mikri Bebe The Loyid Gemara says Shor L'Tiltuli V'Shor L'Mikri Bebe. Why? Rav Yehuda Rav Shimon Ben Lakish Ma'ini B'Sefer Agadat B'Shabbos Hol Nidli Kosev Ela Kivin D'Le'ef She'Eis Lasa L'Hashem Eferet HaRasecha Hacha Nami Kivin D'Le'ef She'Eis Lasa L'Hashem Eferet HaRasecha. Okay. So the Gemara says that you had the Sefer Aftarah, like we have, written out just the, but of course by them it was written out by hand, but they used to just read the Sefer the Aftarah from that one cloth, but it wasn't the whole Nach. So the question, it wasn't all Nevi'im. So if it wasn't all Nevi'im, so the question comes back, so the Allah, you get involved with the Allah of Devarim Shebiksav Yatara Shoy Lom Bapeh. Now what is the issue of Devarim Shebiksav Yatara Shoy Lom Bapeh? It doesn't mean if you take, let's say for instance you read Kriya Shema, or you read something from you read from Achamashim, Bereishis from Achamashim. Is that considered Karim and Aksav? No. Because Karim and Aksav means only if it's written in Aksav Kitikuna, the way it's supposed to be, ala klach, bijoy, with tfiris. So it has to be written kilchasa. So therefore the Gemara says the Sefer Karta that they had wasn't written kilchasa. Why wasn't it written kilchasa? Because it was written, you had cloth and you had joy and you had tfiris, but it wasn't the whole Sefer. You're not allowed to write less than the whole Nevi'im. Since he's not allowed to write less than the whole Nevi'im, so he just wrote down what? He just wrote down the Ziyaftar that he needs. You see? He didn't write Nevi'im Shalem. So he's not allowed to write it. So it doesn't have Kedushas Kisvei Kedush. You're reading from it. You're reading Balpeh. So it's Dvarim Shebichsav Yatara Shoy Lamin Balpeh. That's the halacha. Achumashim, if you read from Achumash, it's all considered Kerei Balpeh. Because it's not a Laklach and Yay. Okay? Chup is Tarash Balpeh. That's why Chup can't be in the Torah. Now, by Teresh Shebal Peh, however, when we say Teresh, it's not exactly equal, but Teresh Shebal Peh, for instance, is Allah Dvarim Shebal Peh, the Gemara is in Daf Samach on the base. That Dvarim Shebiksav Yatara Shoy Lomar Bal Peh, and Dvarim Shebal Peh Yatara Shoy Litna Biksav. Now, let's say you take Dvarim Shebal Peh, and you write them down, not with cloth, and not with Joe, not Kilchaso. Would you violate Allah of Dvarim Shebal Peh? Yes, you would. Because by Dvarim Shebal Peh, it must be only Bal Peh. So that's why every Gemara is a violation of Dvarim Shebal Peh. All right, but anyway, a side point. But at any rate, the problem the Gemara here is dealing with is the Isser of Dvarim Shebichsav Yatarashoy Lo'imam Bal Peh. So since the Sefer, the Aftarta, doesn't have a halacha of Dvarim Shebichsav, so therefore it's Bal Peh. Bal Peh is Asa. That's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara concludes, no, it's Mutter. Why does the Gemara say it's Mutter? Because the Gemara says it's impossible. It's Eis Lasat Lashem Eferet HaSachar. Since every shul can't have a Nevi'im Shalem written out complete Nevi'im, so that's why they won't be able to claim after. So they were Matir. So because Eis Lasat Lashem Eferet HaSachar, they were Matir. And therefore, B'yechon HaShlokas so Mutter to look at the Agadatas that were written down. They wrote down the Agadatas apparently in that time before they wrote down the Shas itself. They had the apparently at that time you had the Mishnah was written down and the Sefer Agadata and the rest was Baal Peh, the Gemara itself. So the Gemara says, why were they allowed to use the Sefer Agadata? Because Eis Lasis Lashem Eferet Teresacha. Okay. Yeah, with regard to the... Okay. The question is really, with so insofar as the Isser of Dvar Shebechsa via Torah Shoi, Loimam Balpeh, so far as that Isser is concerned, there's an interesting question. Question that comes up every day. The question is Kriyas Shema. How could a person say Krishma? Each person would have to have a Sefer Torah, or at least a Chumash, which means a Sefer Torah written like a Sefer Torah, but only contains a Dvar, right? So you'd have to have a Sefer Dvar written there in front of you. When you come to Kriya Shema, you have to open it up and read it from the Ksav, because Dvar Shebech Sahavi Torah Shoy Lam Balpeh. So this question was raised by Tesfis. Tesfis is in Tmur, Dafidal on the base. But then nobody ever mentioned anything in the Gemara about the problem with Kriya Shema. Why did anyone mention that? Yeah, and the Rabbeinu Yena asked the question also in Brachas. In the rifts, by the rifts, stop him. It's Hey Amar Aleph. Dibra Maskel. Lo Hifsid. Dibra Maskel, Lo Hifsid. Okay. So, there are two different answers. Rabbeinu Yena says that he says that really anything that it's a Dovah Shel Chayva, like Kriya Shema, or Birchas Kahanim, or Kabonis, and he shows that Kabonis are Dvarim Shel Chayva, so anything that's a Dovah Shel Chayva, the Rabbeinu Yena says, you are permitted, there's no problem with Dvarim Shebech Sav, because the Dovah Shebech Chayva, it's said B'teres Chayva, it's not said B'teres Kriya. Okay. So that makes sense, I understand. It's only Osif on Kare B'teres, B'teres Kriya Satara, but B'teres Dovah Shebech Chayva, like Birchas Kahanim, when the Kahanim on the Varech, so then there's no problem, because I'm not saying it as a Dovah Shel Torah. I'm saying it as a Dovah Shel Chayva. That would be good if Rabbeinu Yena would stop there. But then he continues to say that this is so, even if I'm not Chayev in Dovah Shel Chayva. Let's say, for instance, I'm reading Kriya Shema late. So I don't have a mitzvah of Kriya Shema anymore. It's too late. But what do? I say Kriya Shema anyways. Of course, it's a kiyum of Kara B'Torah. So he says, since it's mutter, Rabbeinu Yena says, since it's mutter b'tera as chayva, it's mutter even if I don't do it as a chayva. That already is a little difficult to understand. I mean, I can understand if you're doing it b'tera as chayva, so the nature of the kriya is different, so I'm not over drawn shebech sahav, yet the Rosh Hashanah learned about that. But if I'm doing it b'tera as chayva b'tera, what do I care if at another time I say a Pateras Chayva, but right now I'm not saying a Pateras Chayva. Right now I'm saying a Pateras Kriya Satara, Pateras Limatara. And Pateras Limatara, you can't do it because it's Varan Shebech Savi, Atarash Elam Vapeh. So what's Rabbeinu Yena's answer? Taisvis' answer in Temura is even more unusual. Taisvis says that his final teretz is that the only time we have to be concerned with Dvarim Shebechsav, Iya Torah Shoy, Lamam Balpeh, is if it's, what's the Lashon? Leitzi Acherim. Yidei Chavasa. What he means is, like by Kriya Satara, where it's the halach of Kriya Satara B'tzibor. That's what Taisus means. It doesn't really mean Leitzi Acherim, that I'm Leitzi another guy. He means that the where I'm Kare B'tzibor. That's what he means. By B'tzibor, I mean Leitzi Acherim, because it's a Chayav Li Kare B'tzibor. What? Taisvis answer in Temura is that it's only Lohitzi Acherim. Only Lohitzi Acherim Idecha Vasa. Is it Asa? But yourself, privately, so fine. So it says you can't ask a kash from Kriya Shema, because Kriya Shema I do privately. Yeah. Taisvis referring to Kriya Satara. That brings a right at Taisvis from the Gemara in Tainus. Because it says over there that they used to read Parshia. So by Mincha, so they read the Parshia. They read it, they wondered, the Gemara says, you're not allowed to read anything. How do you read about Peh? The Mishnah says, read about Peh. So the Gemara says, how can you read about Peh? Ain't Kerin Afilu Aisacha Shleim Raksav. So the Gemara says, no, they said it themselves, Kikari Asashma. So the grubbings are right at the Tesis, that if you carry La Atzmai, is okay. That's what Tesis means. Tesis doesn't mean it has to do with being mighty, with the process of being mighty. Process of mighty, the Acherim, the Echavasan, there's nothing to do with this. It means that you're not being Keri L'Atzmai. Keri L'Atzmai is mutter. See? The Keren al-Pek, the Keren al-Sashma. Karel Shema is Karel Atzma. Karel Atzma is okay. But Karel Acherim is Asr. Question is, what difference does it make if I'm Karel Atzma, if I'm Karel Acherim? If there's an issue of Dvarish Bechsav, the Atar Asher Lom Bapeh, who cares if it's Atzma or Acherim? What kind of a chiluk is this the Pesach makes? Okay. Let's take a little bit of Gemara further. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, still the Gemara again. The Gemara says, Bominei Abaya Me Rabba. New question. Now lichter Megillah Latina, the Gemara says. What about writing a Megillah for a young child that's first beginning to learn? So what about writing? All he needs is the area that he's learning. He doesn't need any more. So what would be if I write just that area for a Tinek? Am I allowed to do it or not? So the Gemara says like this. Now the Gemara brings in a whole new story. To boil a man down matar Megillah Megillah Nitna, to boil a man down matar Chasuma Nitna. Now what is this? This is a machlekes. What's the machlekes? The Gemara brings it later. Machlekes Rabbi Yechanan on the same daf. Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yechanan says that the Torah was given Megillah Megillah. Alright? So first was given Megillah Megillah. And the Gemara asks, the Gemara says, and Rish Lakish says that the Torah was Chasuma Nitna. Was given, Chasuma was given as one entity. Was not given in Megillah, in Megillus. What does it mean? The problem is like this. The parashiyos of the Torah were definitely given at different times. There's no question about it. And the question is, what do they do with the parashiyos? For instance, in Oyel Moed, the Torah was really, you have three places that the Torah was given. Sinai, Oyel Moed, in Vayikra, because in Vayikra, that's the whole thing, Vayikra al Moshe. What's the whole thing? There's a whole shinui in the dibur from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe. All those Rashi's there. You check through it. Because first was given me Sinai, then it was changed. It was through Oyel Moed. So different parashas were given in Oyel Moed. And the last place that there was Nitna was Arvais Moav. That was in Dvarim. Three places. So parashas were given all along the line. Question is, what happened? It's a big problem. What happened? Was it given in Megillahs? It's Machlokes. So Birchen says it was given Megillah Megillah, which means they received the Parsha, they wrote it down, and Moshe Rabbeinu told Kol Yisrael what the Parsha is Bechsav, every word of the Parsha, and what the Pirush is, Baal Peh, and everybody was Kesev the Megillah, you see, and they had the Megillahs, each one had a Parsha. Then after 40 years when it was Nishlam, Bar Vaismayov, so they took it and they sewed it together and they'd won Chaftishal Sefer Torah. That's Megillah Megillah Nitna, you see. According to Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan holds Megillah Megillah Nitna. Rish Lakish says no. Rish Lakish says that the Torah was Chasuma Nitna. What is Chasuma Nitna? It means like this. It means that the Torah, when they received the Parsha, so they didn't write it down. They weren't allowed to write it down. Because the only way that you could write it down is to have Kedusha through Kedusha's Sefer Torah, Kisvei Kedush, you see. And that you couldn't do because you didn't have a full, complete Sefer Torah. So what did they have to do? They had to memorize the Parsha. Yeah, it wasn't Dvarim Shebechsav. So they memorized the Parsha, and then later, when they had the whole thing, they wrote the whole thing. That's Terech Hasuma Nitna. Okay? Alright. Now the Gemara asks like this. So the Gemara says, the Gemara brings it right either way. Rabbi Yechanan brings it right from a Pasuk of Dovid HaMelech. Ozo Marti Hinei Vasi B'Megillah Sefer Kasav Alai. So Dovid HaMelech, alright, whatever, you check the Rashi, explains what it is, what it's referring to. But the Dovid HaMelech is referring to the fact that he was Mutalavei B'Kol. And he says that was already predestined from the early date of the Megillus. He means from Bereshus. In Bereshus, the Megillah Sefer Kasav Alai. Because the Pasuk in Bereshus says that the it was already predestined that he would Rav Rashi's like this. Me'oz nitna atero his kartibah v'shtebenei secha hanim tzois b'schus David she'osid lotzeis me'rus ha'mayavia v'na mo'ha'mayinis imo'sharachavam k'siv ha'chanim tzois k'siv ha'sam atzada. Fine. Dovid HaMelech wanted to show how he was, how the Ashgacha was very predestined that he should be Melech Yisrael, Mashiach Hashem. So he went back to the earliest possible form of the Torah, which was Megillus. So he says it was already predestined to Megillah Sefer, Kosovolai. See? He says, Ozomatine Vasi, the Megillah Sefer, Kosovolai. So the first form was Megillus. So you see that there was a form of Megillus, because he wanted to show the earliest date that he was recognized. The earliest date that he was recognized was when it was in Megillus.
Right.
Okay. So that's a raya to whom? To Rabbi Yechanan. You see that there was an entity of Megillus. Okay. Plus Lakish brings a proof, because the Pasuk says, Lakoyach HaSefer HaTorah HaZois. It says, Lakoyach HaSefer HaTorah HaZois. So it means that there's one Chefza Shal Sefer Torah. It means there's one Chefza Shal Sefer Torah. Anything less is not a Sefer Torah. So you cannot possibly say that it was a Megillah. You cannot possibly speak about Megillus. You see? That's the Raya. Lakoyach HaSefer HaTorah HaZeh means... It wasn't just that Moshe Rabbeinu gave them a Sefer Torah. It was very nice of him. He gave them a Sefer Torah. But Moshe Rabbeinu, by Lakoyach HaSefer HaTorah HaZeh, he was Keveya the Chefzer Shal Sefer Torah. So Lakoyach HaSefer HaTorah HaZeh wasn't just a donation on the part of Moshe Rabbeinu, donated a Sefer Torah to Israel. He was Keveya the Chefzer Shal Torah. So he wrote the Sefer Torah, and when he finished writing the Sefer Torah, the Rambam says he finished from Bereshis to Lein Kol Yisrael. So then he said, Lakoyach HaSefer HaTorah HaZeh, now it's a Chefzer Shel Torah. That was Lakoyach HaSefer HaTorah HaZeh. Nobody disputes that shot in the Pasuk. Lakoyach HaSefer HaTorah HaZeh wasn't just a donation. It was the Keveya of the Chefzer Shel Sefer Torah. So the Gemara says, since you see it was Kavua as a Chefzer Shel Sefer Torah, how can you say Megillah Nitna? Megillah Nitna would mean that there's Kedushas Sefer Torah before you have a whole Sefer Torah. Lakoyach HaSefer HaTorah HaZeh means that Moshe Rabbeinu was Keveya the Kedushas Sefer Torah. But if you can say Megillah Nitna, there was Kedushas Sefer Torah before. Because each Megillah is Kedushas Sefer Torah. Kedushas Kisvei Kedush. No, because Lakoyach HaSefer HaTorah HaZeh means, the Gemara says it means that it's Keveya the Chefzer, the Kedushas. The Kedusha. Well, Lakoyach HaSefer HaTorah HaZeh means that now there's the Kedusha Sefer Torah. But before that, there is no Kedusha Sefer Torah. So you can't say Megillus. So the Gemara asks each one's Raya, the Gemara poses to the other one. The Gemara says, what are you going to do with the Mandama? What does the Mandama do with the Megillah Sefer Kosvolai? The Gemara says that means Megillah means Sefer Torah. What do you do with, what does Rabbi Yechanan do with Lakoyach HaSefer HaTorah HaZeh? So the Gemara says, Ha'ula basa de idbik. What does it mean, basa de idbik? It means like this. It means that before it was written down in Megillahs, it's true. There was no kedushas sefer Torah. You're right. You can't deny it. Lakoyach HaSefer HaTorah HaZeh means that Moshe Rabbeinu was kaveya the kedushas sefer Torah. And if it was Megillahs before, so you had kedushas sefer Torah Megillahs before. So it can't be. So you've got to say that it only occurred at that time. So the Gemara says, Ahula basa de idbik. It's true, when Moshe Rabbeinu took all the Megillahs and he put it together, he was Keveya the Chefzer Shel Sefer Torah. But before that, there was also a different type of Kedusha. It wasn't Kedusha Sefer Torah, but it was Kedusha's Megillah Shebechzav. Par Shebechzav. There was a Kedusha of Par Shebechzav. Really, that's what the Machlekes boils down to. That's what the Machlekes boils down to. Everybody agrees, Lamaskana, that there's only Lakoyach HaSefer HaTorah HaZeh was Keveya the Kedushas Sefer Torah from that point on. The question is, what happened before? So according to Rabbi Yechanan, according to Shlokesh, there's nothing before. According to Rabbi Yechanan, before there was a different type of Kedusha. It wasn't a Kedusha Sefer Torah. It was Kedushas Dvar Hashem Bechzav. Kedushas Dvar Hashem Bechzav. That was a Kedusha. Different Kedusha. But that Kedusha was bottled. Once he created Basa de Idbik, he created a Kedusha of a Chefzer Shel Sefer Torah. That's it. Now it's a Chefzer Shel Sefer Torah. Now you can't write anymore. Parshas. Okay. Yes. Gemara Sakashina. Now let's get back to the Shalom Gemara. Ma lichtev Megillah Tinek v'slamet bar. Now the Gemara is like this. It'll be an Abaya according to both ways. It'll be an Abaya according to the Mandama that holds Megillah Nitno. Tiboy la Mandama Terech Hasuma Nitno. If I say that the Torah was given in Megillus, so it's also an Abaya. Why? Kivan the Megillah Nitna Kaisman. Since the Torah was given in Megillus, see how the Kaisman? So apparently from this Gemara it would seem that if I maintain Megillah Nitna, so there are two Kedushas. There's a kedusha of Megillos. There's a kedusha of Megillos. And therefore, since there's a kedusha of Megillos, I could write it. Or the Gemara says, no. Yilma kivan de idbik idbik. Kivan de idbik idbik means that maybe no. Maybe that once already it was lakayach ha-sefer ha-terah zayin, he made one chefetz out of it. Then you can't do it anymore. It was only beforehand that it was there was a Kedushas Megillus. But afterwards, once he created the Chetz Yosef HaTorah, there was no more the Kedushas Megillus, a bottle. Kedushas Megillus was a bottle. And you wouldn't be allowed to change it for anymore, because the Moshe Rabbeinu was Kaveya, that it's a Kedushas Sefer Torah. Okay? Alright. Now, at this point, I would like to ask a question. The Gemara says... So this is the way the Abaye will be according to Rabbi Yechanan. Now, I'd like to ask one question. If the Gemara says, we don't know according to Rabbi Yechanan, who holds Torah Megillah Megillah Nitna, we don't know whether what? Whether he created Megillah or not. That's the case. Two questions. Yeah, but according to the other Mandama Torah Chasim Nitna, it seems right now definitely not. Okay. Now, yeah, as a matter of fact, the Gemara says, the Abaye, according to the Mandam of Torah Chasuma Nitna, is like this. Kivan the Chasuma Nitna in Kaisvin. Since it's Chasuma Nitna, so you can't write it. Oidilma Kivan Gleyefsha Kasmina. Since we have no other way, we have to teach the Tinok. So just like the Gemara says before, that you can't, it's practically impossible for every shul to have a Nevi'im. So we matter. So we're also we matter for the Tinok. That's what the Gemara says. So my question is like this. According to the Mandam of Torah Chasuma Nitna, and the Gemara is taking into consideration both possibilities. So how could we write Chumshin? How would it be possible to write Chumshin? If you hold Terech Hasuma Nitna, so the Gemara says, so you can't break it up. Right? So how could the Gemara before say that there's no question? Nobody had a question about writing Chumshin. The Gemara assumed definitely Chumshin is Mutter. So if we maintain, if the Gemara says we still don't know who we paskin like, Rabbi Yechanan or Rish Lakish, whether it's Chasuma Nitna, whether it's Megillah Megillah Nitna, so how could the Gemara say the Chumshin is Mutter? Should depend on this? Right? Okay, that's one question. Moreover, the Rambam in his Agdama to Pirush HaMishnayos says, we got a Rambam? A Rambam in his Agdama to Pirush HaMishnayos. He says, right, pretty much in the beginning. Right in the beginning. When he starts off, Da ki kol mitzvah shenasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe Rabbeinu olav ha'shalom nasan le'befirusha. He explains to how it was given. And then he says like this. He says, V'achrecheinu yukol ha'om ho'chen l'umoy ish l'ochiv ma'a sheshamu m'pi Moshe. V'kaisvim ha'mitzvah hi b'megillos. All right. The Yeshaytu Asorim al Kol Yisrael Lilmoid Velahagois Achiyedu Begirsa Mitzvahi, the Agilu Lekreisa, Vachakach Limdum Pirushe HaMitzvahi, Hanasunam Yes Hashem. So you see, the Rambam decided, like Rabbi Yechanan, that Torah Megillah Megillah Nitna. So therefore, if he decided Torah Megillah Megillah Nitna, so it should be Mutter to write Chumshin. It should not be Chumshin, but it should be Mutter to write each parasha in the Torah separately. So you'll tell me the Rambam held like the other side of the Abaye, because Rabban Paye paskins that it's Osir. So he held that Megillah Megillah Nitna, even though he held Megillah Megillah Nitna, but Basa the Idbik is no good, even the Idbik Idbik, you see. But it'll come out that the Gemara is Abaye, the Gemara should refute the Abaye from another source. The Gemara should say like this, that if you're going to tell me that Megillah Megillah Nitna and it's Mutter to write it to the Tinaik, because since Megillah Megillah Nitna, so I'm allowed to write it. So if that's the case, where's your mitzvah Ksiva Sefer Torah? You have no mitzvah Ksiva Sefer Torah? You can just write Azinu. So how could the Gemara even entertain the possibility in Gittin that Megillah Megillah Nitna, and therefore I could write it for the Tinaik? You understand the question?
All right.
Cash in the Gemara. Cash in the Gemara. If I maintain that Megillah Megillah Nitna, right? So I'm allowed to write separate Megillahs, right? Now the Gemara says, so there's two possibilities. Either I'm allowed to write because Megillah, Megillah, no, I'm not allowed to write because Kivin Idbik, Idbik. So it seems the Gemara is saying that once it's Idbik, you're not allowed to. But if I don't hold the other way, so I'm allowed to, because this Kedusha, you're allowed to write a Megillah with Ne'atzma. If you're allowed to write a Megillah with Ne'atzma, where's Mitzvah Ksiva Sefer Torah? Kisvah Lechem Asashir Azais. Kisvah Lechem Asashir Azais. The whole proof, well, yeah, well, according to Ram, that's the proof. The only proof is this Pasuk. Kisvah Lechem Asashir Azais. And it can't mean what? It can't mean Parsha Azinu. Because it means Parsha Azinu, in case it's the Torah Megillah, Megillah, Parsha's Parsha's. But according to this Mandam, at this point, the Gemara is saying that it should be Mutter. In other words, the Gemara is saying at this point that Megillah Megillah is good. And that's why I can write case of Megillah Latino. If that's the case, so then there's no mitzvah Sefer Torah. So the Gemara should refute, yes, the Gemara should refute this possibility from the fact that there's a mitzvah Ksiva Sefer Torah. Unless you'll tell me that according to the Gemara at this point held, there's a new mitzvah Ksiva Sazino. That I don't believe, anybody's going to say that. I mean, that definitely, never entertained, never was a possibility. The Gemara knew Min HaMasorah that there's a mitzvah Ksiva Sefer Torah, not a mitzvah Ksiva Sazino. One more question in Gittin. How does the Rif Paskin, the Rif Paskins that it's Mutter, to take a look at the Rif Paskins with regard to this question of writing a Megillah for a teenager, the Rif Paskin is definitely Mutter. Alright? Why does the Rif Paskin that it's Mutter? So they say already. Rishonim say, even the Ran says, and one of them, Farshman, the Sawan Achronim says the reason. Case is written, but one of the Ran says also, in the Ran, it's the Ran in, Iran in the Perusha, not the Iran in the back of the Gemara. He explains why the Rif Paskin's that way. He says the Rif Paskin's that way very simply, because the Gemara said already before, wherever it's Lo Yechsher, so you're allowed to do it. So he says, so this by the same, since the Gemara Paskin that way, this Abayah of the Gemara was brought down separately. Or the separate Abayah was placed over here next to, adjacent to this other Gemara. But actually the Gemara had already decided previously what the answer is, what the solution to this problem is. See, sometimes the Gemara isn't written, but the Gemara isn't written bedafke in order over here. This wasn't a Abaya that the Gemara had in the Beis HaMedrash. But they brought it down. They mentioned the Abaya. But actually, the way the Gemara paskin before, we're paskin this Abaya too. Because the Gemara paskin before, that wherever it's lo yechsher, like by reading the Sefer Gal, by the Sefer Aftarta, you're allowed to. So there also, the Tinek is the same Tzarech, the teacher Tinek, even a greater Tzarech, the teacher Tinek, then for the tzibur to read aftara, it's more important to teach a teenage than to read an aftara of a tzibur. And it's more difficult to teach a teenage, it's more difficult even to write for the teenage, because to write for every kid, to write a sefer Torah, is harder than basic necessity to write one sefer Torah. So he says, since the Gemara paskin hecha de loy efshir kasvinin, so therefore the Rif paskin is over here clearly that's mutter to write for a teenage. You're allowed to write pasha, whatever pasha he needs. Okay, that's the way the Rif paskin is. The Rambam doesn't paskin away. The Rambam says openly in Alochi Yadalid, Perek Zayin Alochi Yadalid, that ain't case when Parsha Latinak. You see? Question is, the Rif's question, we paskin already that, we paskin already before the what? That Eis Lassel Hashem, you're allowed to do it. So why don't we say over here you're allowed to do it? Okay. That's the last kasha we're going to ask on the Gemara Gittin. The Gemara Gittin, you have like this. You have the first question is, what is Gemara Mima Mechsa the Milsei? Second was, we'd like to know what the Tasis Pshat and Rabbeinu Yonis Pshat with regard to the very nature of the Issa of Varnish of Echsav Yatar Asherlam Bapeh. Okay? That's two. Then you have the Kasha, how are you allowed to write Chumshin if you say Terech Hasuma Nitna? Zmandam Haas Hasuma Nitna? How are you allowed to write Chumshin? That's three. And four, how could the Gemara ever say Megillah Megillah Nitna? And that it's mutter to write to the teenage, what are you going to do with the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah? Okay. There's halacha like this. There's halacha with regard to Kriyas. Let's go to another area. Halacha with regard to Kriyas Sefer Torah. The Gemara says in Brachis, and it's the Rambam, and the Gemara says in Brachis, that by Kriyas Sefer Torah, the Gemara in the beginning of Perek Shvi. So the Gemara says in Brachis, that when you read the Sefer Torah B'tzibur, so you have a Kare, you have a Metar game, right? Now the Metar game, The Metar game translates the Torah into Tirgum. The Gemara says the Metar game is not allowed to raise his voice louder than the Kere. And the Kere shouldn't raise his voice louder than the Metar game. The Gemara says, how do you know? You know from a Pusik. Because the Pusik says, Maishi Yadaber Vorlakim Yanin Obekel. Alright? So you see from this that the halacha, that the halacha of Kriyas HaTorah B'Tzibur is not just the halacha of Kriyas HaTorah B'Tzibur, but it's a halacha, it's a kiyum in Kabbalah HaTorah Mi-Sinai. And actually, it's a kiyum of Kabbalah HaTorah Mi-Sinai. Because it says, Moshe, Davar, Al-Kimi, Anana, Bekel, Bekel, Shem Moshe. So just like over there, Moshe was the Metagim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the Kerei, so the Metagim wasn't allowed, so the Kerei had to be the same, and Al-Kimi, Anana, Bekel. The text explains it, but that's what it comes out to. It comes out that over, just like by Maamar HaSinai, this is where it was, so over here it also has to be this way. So you see that Kriyas HaTorah is a lach of Kabbalah HaTorah Mi-Sinai. It's a lach of Kabbalah HaTorah Mi-Sinai. Alright? And if you take a look at the Rambam in the end of Chagiga by Hakel, the Rambam mentions over there that Kolom, Shoimim, Ki'ilu, Kibluah, Me'ar Sinai. Hakel is the real model for Kriyas HaTorah Mi-Daraisa. Hakel is once in 7 years. In the after Shemitah. So the Ram mentions over there that it's that the whole Am stands, listens to the Kriya, the Rada, just like Yilu Kiblu Mehasinai. Alright? Now, yeah. And the Rav one time mentioned that the Chilak, the only Chilak, the Machloikas or Hashanah, whether you have to stand or whether you have to sit whether you can't sit during Kriyas HaTorah, Machloikas or Maram Rutenberg holds that every Kriyas HaTorah is just like Hakel. And just like by Hakel, the whole call has to stand because it's Ki'ilu Kiblu Me'ar Sinai, you see. So by every Kriyas HaTorah the same way. The Rambam and all the other Rishonim held no. They held the only one that is Mekabel HaTorah is the one that's Eil HaTorah. But with regard to everybody else, it's not a halacha of Kiblu. With regard to the call, it's not included. The only time the call is included is by Hakel. But by regular Kriyas HaTorah, they're not included. Yeah. So you see that Kriyas HaTorah is definitely a halacha of Ki'ilu Kiblua, it's halacha kemesirasa mesinai. It's halacha has to be kemesirasa mesinai. That's good. And now you have an interesting Rambam. The Rambam says, which there was a perek dalet halacha gimel. That's the way I have the chumrah that people stand during Kriyas HaTorah because they want to be machma like the Maharam of Rutenberg. The other Rishonim hold you could sit down. The Rambam especially, because Rambam, you see, wrote in the Tshuva, you're not allowed to stand during Aseres HaDibros. The rest of the Torah, he sat down. I mean, not the rest of everything, you see, he held, he sat down. But he held especially, it's an issa to stand during Aseres HaDibros. So you see that he held, he's supposed to sit straight through. Yeah, well, he can't sit straight through. He can't sit. So, because he held that even according to him, Kriyas HaTorah can be Sirasa Mi-Sinai, but the only one that has to stand is the Eil HaTorah, but not anybody else. Okay. So there's another raya you have that Kriyas HaTorah commits Rosh Hashanah. What's the other raya? You have to have three people. Three people. Why three? The Gemara says, Ma Torah Nitna Al Yedei Sirsur, Afachan Am Al Yedei Sirsur. Means that the Yerushalmi said that it means that you have to have just like by Kabbalah HaTorah, Moshe Rabbeinu was an intermediary. So over here, you need three people. One represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one represents Moshe Rabbeinu, and one represents Klal Yisrael. That's why you have to have three standing by the Torah. So you see that Kriyas HaTorah is a loch of Kimisi Rasa Mi-Sinai. That's clear. Now, the interesting thing is this, that the Rambam has it also in Hilchos, has in Hilchos Talmud Torah, an interesting halacha. When a Rebbe teaches a Talmidim, so the Rambam says, that how does he do it? How does he do it? He says, if he himself is the one that is audible, fine. But if he's not audible and he needs a meturgamon, so the Rambam has the same halacha from the Gemara in Brachos, that in Hilchos Talmud Torah, that what? That the Rav, when the meturgamon speaks to the Rav, his voice should be the same as the Rav. And it shouldn't be louder than the Rav's voice. Why? Because of the same halacha, Moshe Yadabar V'Lakimi and Anabakar. So you see from the Rambam, Perek Dal Halacha Gimel, that even Talmud Torah is a locha of Mesirasa Kimisirasa Mi-Sinai. The locha of Kimisirasa Mi-Sinai, even by every act of Talmud Torah. An interesting thing, just giving you shears, a locha of Kimisirasa Mi-Sinai, a kim Kimisirasa Mi-Sinai, Talmud Torah is kim Kimisirasa Mi-Sinai. Interesting thing. Not just Kriyas HaTorah. Okay. Now, I want to say it like this. Now, what is the Isser of Dvar Shebechsav Yatar Asher Laman Bal Peh? Is it a separate Isser? Separate Isser, again, they have a problem. It should be a separate mitzvah. You see? It should be a separate mitzvah.
So we, why isn't there a mitzvah of Osir Leimah, Dvarim Shebichsav, Baal Peh? There's no mitzvah like that. Right? So we want to say like this. The halacha is, it's not a separate mitzvah. The halacha is, since Limud HaTorah is Kimisirasa Misinai, since Limud HaTorah is Kimisirasa Misinai, therefore the halacha is, you're not allowed to be Mishana, the Matbeya, of the Cheftza Shel Torah Misinai. That's the halacha. So any shinui, any change that you make with regard to the Cheftza Shel Torah would be a violation of Misirasa Kimisirasa Misinai. That's the halacha. You're not allowed to violate Kimisirasa Misinai. So therefore, any change, if you'll take the Dvar Shebichsav and you'll translate them into Alper, then it's in your chain, then it's not Kimisirasa Misinai anymore. Because Kimisirasa Misinai was Ksav Lachos at Dvar Me'ela, Kial Pia Dvar Me'ela. What's the Gemara says, Kial Pia Dvar Me'ela? That Dvar Shebichsav is the Atar Shem Alper. And Al Pia Dvar Me'ela, Dvar Shem Alper, Atar Shem Bichsav. So halacha is, there's halacha of Misirasa Misinai over here. Since there's halacha of Misirasa Misinai, you're not allowed, if you say it Baal Peh, you're being limud is keveya. The maisa limud is keveya. Is keveya the cheftza shel Torah kimisirasa misinai. It's not just you're learning. It's keveya the cheftza shel Torah kimisirasa misinai. If you put Dvar Shebichsav Baal Peh, you're being keveya the cheftza sheloi kitzirasai. That's an iser. That's an iser. If Talmud Torah would just be a maisa limud, it wouldn't have anything to do with kimisirasa misinai. So I'm learning. What's the difference I'm doing? But since it's halacha of being keveya the cheftza shel Torah in its original form, kimisirasa misinai, so then if I make any shinui, I'm changing, I'm not allowed to be mishana, I'm not allowed to be keveya the cheftza shel Torah in any other manner than its tzura was by misirasa misinai. You see? So the iser of Dvar Shebaal Peh, what's the iser of Dvar Shebichsav Torah Shel Litna Baal Peh? What's the iser? This is to be keveya the cheftza shel Torah shel kilchasa. And that's why they're not equal. With regard to Dvar Shebichsav, it must be bichsav kilchasa. With regard to Dvar Shebaal Peh, even if you write them down shel kilchasa, it'll be asa. Why? Because Dvar Shebaal Peh, the tzura sadova was, the tzura the cheftza shel Torah was dafka baal peh. So therefore, if you put it in any type of ksav, you're changing, you're being keveya the cheftza shel Torah shel kitzurasa. Okay? All right. Now we'll answer the kashas. The question, let's take the questions. First question we had in Gittin was what? Was what's the difference? Chasi Yeriya Achas. Achas, you're not allowed to be, just once more, you're not allowed to be keveya the cheftza shel Torah. What makes you a keveya when you're learning? Because learning is misirasa misina. The iser is to be keveya the cheftza shel Torah shel kitzurasa. What renders you a keveya? Because every maisa limud is misiras misinai, that means that you're a keveya. What renders you a keveya is the fact that every maisa limud is misiras misinai. That means you're saying that the Torah is keveya. Keveya, being keveya the cheftza shel Torah, shel kitzurasa. That's the iser. It's not a separate iser of Dvar Shebichsav Torah shel Torah. The halach is you're not allowed to be keveya and not mishana the tfiyas of the cheftza shel Torah. But what makes you a keveya? What makes you a keveya in the act of limud? One thing. Misirasa misinai, because every limud has a din of misirasa misinai. That makes you a keveya. Once you're a keveya, then you're being mishana. Okay, is that clear? Now we can understand the Rabbeinu Yena and the Tosfos. Rabbeinu Yena says like this. He says this only applies to something which is exclusively a cheftza shel Torah. But if it's a cheftza shel chayva like Kriyat Shema, you see, so it doesn't matter if it's bishas when I'm being yetzi v'chavasa or not. But the cheftza has a different, comes under a different framework. It comes under the framework of davar shebechayva. So davar shebechayva, I'm not being keveya the cheftza shel limud anymore. It's a cheftza of davar shebechayva. You see, the only time I'm being keveya cheftza shel limud, if it's exclusively, it's a cheftza shel limud. But if it's davar shebechayva, so I'm not being keveya the davar shebechayva. I'm not being keveya the cheftza shel limud. It's a davar shebechayva. Since kriya shema is a cheftza shel chayva. Besides being a cheftza shel Torah, it's a cheftza shel chayva. So I'm not being keveya the cheftza shel Torah. No, you can't be keveya the cheftza shel Torah with the kriya shema. It's impossible. Because the cheftza shel kriya shema is a cheftza shel chayva. So it is not muchach that I'm being keveya a cheftza shel Torah. It's not muchach. The iser is that it, I should be a kaveya. It should be a kaveya means muchach. That means kaveya chatzah shel. It's a kiyum of women kriya shema too, but in the chatzah shel chayva. The chatzah. Now once the chatzah shel chayva, so now I'm being kaveya chatzah shel chayva. Chatzah shel chayva is a different story. Okay.
But after Shema,
I'm not being kaveya. I ask you, what is kriya shema? Kriya Shema at any time is two things. It's a Chafzah Shal Limud and it's a Chafzah Shal Chayva. Since it's also a Chafzah Shal Chayva, so now it's never Muchach from my Dibor that I'm being Keveya a Chafzah Shal Chayva, because it's also a Chafzah Shal Chayva. You see? So that's why there's no Issa. That's what Benu Yenim means. That's why there's no Issa. The Balei Teisvah say Dafka Lacherim. Why Dafka Lacherim not Latzmai? The answer is the Balei Teisvah held is only the only time it's a Keveya if it's Lacherim. Latzmai, there's no such thing as being Keveya. That's what Taisa held. Taisa held Atzmai. It's not considered a Maisa Keveya. Maisa Kvias. Maisa Keveya is only if it's Lacherim. If Lacherim are involved, then I'm being Keveya. And for, according to the Balei Teisvah, in order to be Keveya, I have to have somebody else there. If nobody else is there, it's not a Keveya. I'm saying it myself. I can say myself whatever I want. It's not Keveya. Keveya requires another party to whom you are Keveya. You see? That's what Taisa holds. That's the Machlokes of any other Taisa. The question is like this. What about Chosi Yuriya Achas and Chomshin? What about Chosi Yuriya Achas and Chomshin? So the answer is like this. So Chosin Mechsa B'milsei, Hachalei Mechsa B'milsei. Means like this. That by Chomish, it's okay, because it's not missing anything. So I'm not being Kaveh anything Shalai Kil Chosin. But if it's a Sefer Torah, Rashi says, Shekorin Lo Sefer Torah, Rashi says, what does it mean, Shekorin Lo Sefer Torah? It means people refer to this as a Sefer Torah, and it's missing Yuriya. So now you're being Keveya, a Chefta Shal Sefer Torah, Shal Lai Kol Chosa. See? That's what Rashi says. That makes it a Keveya. If everybody refers to it as Sefer Torah, and it's Chosa Yuriya, so now you're being Keveya, this Chefta, when you're being Keveya, then you're being Keveya, the Chefta of Sefer Torah. Okay? What? Chumash is complete, so I'm being Keveya as a Chumash. It is a Chumash. It is a Chumash. Clearly, we understand something else now. The Gemara says, and the Rambam says, Ein Kais from the Gilatina. The question is, what's wrong with Keshvin? Why ain't Keshvin? I can understand why ain't Kerin. Because Vran Shebechzav, Yatar Ashoi, Lern Bapet. And therefore, I'm not allowed to read it. But what's wrong if I write it? What's wrong if I write it? So the answer is, and the Rambam says ain't Keshvin. The Rambam doesn't say ain't Kerin. So you see, the Dafkid is an Issa Ksiva itself. Why is an Issa Ksiva? The answer is, because since the Issa Dvaran Shebechzav is an Issa to be Keveya, the Chefza Shel Terah Shel Lei Kitzurasai, through Ksiva you're also being Keveya. Ksiva is also a Keveya. Now we have two more questions. We answered two more questions. First of all, how could the Gemara say, according to my name, Tarech HaSuman, didn't know what's the head of the right function? Right? Okay. And then again, the second question was, that how did the Gemara ever held Megillah, the lesson, Megillah, and also had the Ram Paskin? Actually, three more questions. Okay. Yeah. Let's take the question. Let's take first of all the question of Chumshin. Right, question of Chumshin. Now, the thing is like this. Let's take the question of Chumshin. How could the Gemara say that you can write Chumshin if you hold that what? That Terach Asumun it. Alright, let's take a look at the Rambam. Listen carefully to Lashon Rambam. Mutil lichtev ha-Terach kol Chumish v'chumish b'fnei atzmai. V'ein b'en kedusha sefer Terach. Alright? Okay, aval lo yichtev Megillah b'fnei atzma shiyeh b'parshiyos. Ve'en keisu Megillah l'tinik l'slamed ba. Din daite l'hashtam ala achumish, mutter. Okay? Now let's take a look at the Rambam. Mutter lichtev ha-tayra kol chumish v'chumish b'fnei atzma. Why does Rambam say mutter lichtev ha-tayra kol chumish v'chumish b'fnei atzma? Rambam just said, mutter lichtev kol chumish v'chumish b'fnei atzma. What's lichtev ha-tayra kol chumish b'fnei atzma? What's the answer? The answer is,
yes, guy?
Since the Torah is composed of five halakas, you see what the Rambam means. The Rambam says mutter lichtev ha-Torah chumish kol chumish chumish b'fnei atzma. Rambam doesn't say mutter lichtev chumish b'fnei chumish shel Torah. Why? Because really, what the Rambam is saying is like this: what is the chefza shel Torah really? Kol ha-Torah kula. But the halacha is the kol ha-Torah kula is divided into five halakas. There's chelkei ha-Torah. So since there's chelkei ha-Torah. This Chelkei HaTorah, if I write a Chelek, I'm not being Keveya. I'm not being Keveya. Because the Chelek itself, the object itself, is Mochiach, that there's more. You see? That there's more. That it's a part of a whole unit of Torah. You see? That's what the Rambam means. You're allowed to write the Torah, kol chumash v'chumash v'fnei atzmo. You're allowed to write the Torah in its through its halakim. So when I have a Sefer Bereishis, it's chelek shel Torah. If I have an entire chelek, so then it reflects, since it's a chelek, it's a part, the part reflects that it belongs to a greater whole. So it's not a keveah. If I have less than that, it can't reflect that it belongs to a greater whole. Therefore, I'm being keveah. This parsha b'fnei atzmo is a separate kefter. That's also. You can't make up your own units. The unit has to be Misinai. The unit of Chalkei HaTorah, the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, is Misinai. Now let's deal with the problem of... This is a little bit of a difficult area here. The question of Megillah, according to the Mandala, it says Megillah is how it ought to be with Torah. And also, what did the Rambam do with the Rif's Raya? That we paskin ready, Eis Las Lashem Eferet Arasacha. It's like this. You take a look at the Gemara, you see. Eis Lases Lashem Eferet Arasacha isn't just a matya to change halachas in the Torah. The Eis Las Lashem means like this. It means that every limud is kimisi rasa mesinai. But so therefore you have to have every detail. You can't be kaveh the chath shel Torah shalai kol chasai. So Chazal said, yes. But if I'm going to lose a limud altogether, so there's a greater loss. There's a greater loss in losing the entire chafza than in being kaveh the chafza shalai kol chasai. So I have to be matter the fact that it's not good. So it's not perfect. It's a heferet harasacha means it's not perfect. But it doesn't make sense to say that since the halacha demands that I have the Torah Kamishu Rasa Mishinai, and I'm going to lose one component, so therefore I should forfeit the entire entity. That's a greater loss of Mishu Rasa Mishinai. Right? Oh. Now, I want to say it like this. According to the Man D'Omar that holds that the Sefer Torah is Megillah Nitna, he also maintains that there is no Cheftz of Megillahs of Parshas per se. Everybody agrees with that. Because the Raya, the Gemara itself says, what was the Shlokesh's Raya? Was Lokeach Sefer Terazah. Right? Hazais. Lokeach Sefer Terazah. So, the Gemara says, so you see that the Cheftz of Shel Terah is only Bishle Musa. That's the Cheftz of Shel Terah. Right? So the Gemara asks, how could you possibly say Megillah Nitna? Right? So the Gemara, what does the Gemara answer? So the Gemara answers, no. Ahu Basa the Yidbik. What does it mean, Basa the Yidbik? Basa the Yidbik means that everybody agrees that once, even if I say Megillah Nitna, once it was Yidbik already, then it's one Cheftza Shel Terah. It's not Megillah anymore. That everybody agrees with. It's not Megillus. Alright? But what the Gemara means is like this. Okay, so that's the case. And what does the Gemara say? Kivin Megillah Nitna is Mutter. And Kivin Terech Hasuma Nitna, I mean, or Kivin Yidbik Yidbik. I mean, the Gemara says later, Lekech HaSefer Terech Hasuma, Kivin Yidbik Yidbik. Pshat is like this. The Pshat is, the halacha over here is, how much, since the halacha is, that Limud HaTorah is the Kiyum of Mesirasa Mesinai, is a kima misirasa misinai, you see. So the question is, the halacha is I have no right to deviate from the misirasa misinai. Now what the Gemara says like this, that kivan the megillah nitna, you see, kivan the megillah nitna is kaisvin, it means like this. It means it's true that basa the yidbik, it was the Cheftz Shel Terah Bishlem was definitely one Cheftz Shel Terah. But still you see that the Mesiro was Beteras Megillais. So therefore, I am not deviating from the Mesirasa Mesinai to the same degree as according to the Mandoma Terah Hasuma Nitna. Do you understand what I mean? Because the Mesiro itself was Megillah. So it's a question of degrees. It's a question of degrees, because the question is, the Gemara's Abayah is like this. Eis las Lashem Eferet Arasecha. That's true. So with regard to Navi, you see, for instance, with regard to Navi is Mutter. With regard to Sefer Torah itself is Asa. What's the difference between Navi and Sefer Torah? because there's a difference in degrees. Really, Novi, the Nevi'im, was written later. Not B'shas Matan Torah. But the Gemara says that B'shas Matan Lachaz HaTorah is a mitzvah. It means Nevi'im Malamet Shekulim Nitnu B'Sinai. Yeah, it's true. In a sense, all Nevi'im were given B'Sinai also. All the ideas of Nevi'im were given B'Sinai, Mesirasa B'Sinai. But that Mesirasa B'Sinai is not the same Mesirasa B'Sinai. It's not the same level of Mesirasa B'Sinai as Chamisha Chumshe Torah. You see? So that's why by Sefer Aftata I'm Matir. I was Matir by Sefer Aftata. But the Gemara's Abaya was, would you be matir by Chamisha Chumshe Torah? That's a different level of Mesirasa B'Sinai already. So the Gemara says, if I say Megillah, Megillah, Nitnas, I retain the Mesirasa B'Sinai in the sense of Megillah, Megillah, Nitnas. So then perhaps I could be matir. That's the Gemara all knew that it's all, basically, actually it should really be only Torah, only the complete Sefer Torah. Has to be only the complete Sefer Torah. Because that's the way it is. Even if I say Megillah, Megillah, Nitnah, but even the Idbik, Lakayach HaSefer Torah Zeh, became a new Chetz Shel Torah. So the Chetz Shel Torah is definitely one Chetz Shel Torah B'Shem Musa. There's no question. That's Lakayach HaSefer Torah Zeh. But you see that there was a Mesirasa Misinai, an endorsed Mesirasa Misinai, that, on the contrary, B'Shas HaTzerich, of course it was B'Shas HaTzerich, had to write down each Megillah. So there was a Dvar Hashem broken down to Megillahs, temporarily. You see? So therefore the Gemara says, since you see that that was the Derech Mesirasa Misinai, so over here also I can be Matir, because the Shas HaTzerich. That's what the Gemara means. And not the Gemara means that Megillah, Megillah, Nitna means that the, according to that Mandam, it's a Chetz Shel, that the Gedusha Sefer there is a Chetz Shel Megillah. Definitely Lekayach HaSefer, otherwise the Gemara wouldn't have asked. Yeah. The question is, how far removed you are from Mesirasa Misinai? That's the question. Because the Gemara says later, according to the Mandam, it says, the Lekayach HaSefer Torah, the Gemara asks Rabbi Yechanan, how can you say Lekayach HaSefer Torah? What's the Gemara's kasha? No, really, Megillah, Megillah. And it's Kedushas Megillah, and then later became this two things. It's Kedushas Megillah and Kedushas Sefer Torah. Why can the Gemara answer? What's the problem with Lekayach HaSefer Torah is there? It's Kedushas Megillah and Kedushas Sefer Torah too. No, because the Gemara held that Lekayach HaSefer Torah is there was Keveya, Torah Shebiksav, into one Chefza of Torah. And you can't break it up into Megillahs anymore. You see? Even according to that Mandama. But the Gemara says, since Mesirasa Misinai was given in Megillahs, so then I am not being Mishana the Mesirasa Misinai as much as if I'd say Chasuma Nitna. That's why the Gemara says, so perhaps in this case we should be Matir. V'arai, you see, the Mesirasa Misinai was the Matir by Eis HaTzerach into Megillahs. So there also I should be Matir. You see? Or the Gemara says, no, since the Chetz Shel Torah we know is only the Sefer Torah, we can't be Matir in this case. Aftata we were Matir, because Sefer Aftata can be Matir, because that already was Nevi'im. And Nevi'im wasn't the same Mesira Mesinai. Well, even though the Gemara says, the Medrash says, Mesira Mesinai, all the ideas of Nevi'im and everything was Mesira. Yeah, but actually Shmuel Kosov Sifra, the Gemara says in Bab Basra. I mean, it wasn't written down until time of Shmuel. So it means that, in a sense, it's Mesirasa. It's all tied into Mesirasa Mesinai. It's not extraneous ideas from an individual coming along and making up new ideas. It's all given to the entire Mesinai. First, enough chach may be able to derive Shmuel and all the Nevi'im from Sinai. But there wasn't an official Mesira Mesinai on these words. Shmuel Kosov Sifra. There wasn't an official Mesira Mesinai on these words. So after I can be Matir, because it's not a Shinui in the Mesirasa Mesinai. You see? But the Gemara's question is, with regard to Tarshah B'Chsav, Tinek was learned by Tarshah B'Chsav, there I can't be Matir. And Agad, I could be Matir also. Why is an Agad as much a Shinui of Mesirasa Mesinai? Because when I write down something which was Baal Peh, the Ksiva itself doesn't really have a Chalashem. It's true I'm lacking in the Tzura of Baal Peh, but the Maisa Ksiva itself doesn't have a real Chalashem, you see. Masha'ina came where I write a Sefer Torah, the Miktas, there's a Chalashem Ksiva over there. Then I'm being Keveya, this Cheftza, as a unit of Ksiva, as a unit of Tarshah B'Chsav. I'm being Keveya with my Ksiva, Cheftza of Tarshah B'Chsav, you see. So that definitely the Gemara held is not to be equated with being with writing down a goddess, you see. Writing down a goddess isn't good because I lack in the form when I speak. I shouldn't speak from a I shouldn't read it out of a ksav, you see. But over here, if I write down a parsha of Torah Shebichsav, that's not just an accidental feature that I'm writing down. Therefore, I'm not doing it properly. I'm being keveya with my ksav because Torah Shebichsav is nitfas bichsav, so I'm being keveya bichsav a chetz shel Torah shelo kitzurasa. That's the Gemara's abaya. My answer is that by agoda b'chsav, my mice succeed is not the same kaveh.
How can we mata agoda b'chsav?
The Gemara was mata before already, goes low after. But the Gemara is not mata chamishichum shetar b'chsav at this point. The Gemara has to buy about it. Why? Because agoda b'chsav, the chsav is a nitfas, there's no chalashemini. Write agoda al jay, it means nothing. It has no value. If you write bereshis b'jay, it has a kiyum. Otherwise, you couldn't write kalatarakula. How do you write one word bereshis? You start off write one word bereshis. There's a kiyum and a chefza shel bereshis b'chsav in b'jay. It's nitfas. So if you stop after the first word, or the first parasha, so then what you're doing is you're being keveya b'chsav echefza shel teresh like it's a rasha. Unless you have a mind to complete it, then you're not being keveya because you have b'das to complete it. But if you don't have das to complete it, so then you're being keveya this. That, the Gemara says, we can't be mata because that's too great a shinui of a kimisi rasha mishinai. You can't imagine, we were matir up to a certain degree of Eselas of Lashem. But how far will we go? That was the Gemara's Abaya. That's why the Gemara says, even according to Manda Matar Chasuman Nitno, what the Gemara's Abaya was, do we say Tachasuman is Asur, or no, maybe keep it Layefshir. Keep it Layefshir. Even according to him, we'd say Layefshir. So that's why the Rambam didn't have any difficulty. The Rambam didn't have any difficulty with saying before we said Layefshir, but over here he doesn't Paskin Layefshir. Over here the Rambam Paskins no. This far we didn't go. We were never matir. Even though actually there's more of a tzarech for the tinek than there is for the tzibah. But still we can't do it because this is a different thing. This is actually being keveya and new chefza shelter b'chsav. That we can't be matir under any circumstances. The question I mentioned before also was how could the Rambam even paskins megillah megillah nitna? The Rambam is agdama to pirush mishnayos. So how could the Gemara have a havamina? The Gemara has an abaya. As to whether since Megillah Nitna, so if I say Megillah Nitna, it's mutter. Apparently, if it's Megillah Nitna, so then you're allowed to write it. So if that's the case, you have no mitzvah to receive a Torah. If you're allowed to write Megillah, on the side of the Abaya, the Gemara holds, you're allowed to write Megillah, so there's never a mitzvah to receive a Torah, because it says, the old right to receive a Torah, Kishtal Kramas Hashira's Ace, and it can't be only the Shira. So it has to be, say, Torah Shiesh Bashira, right? Oh, so then the problem is, I mean, but if I do say correct Megillah, so then there's no problem.
Right.
So you never have a riot of mitzvah, 6 years of Torah. So the answer is like we're saying now. The Gemara never held that it's mutter to write Megillah. Even according to the Mandama, Megillah Nitna. Because the Gemara says later, L'kreich HaSefer Torah Zeh, even according to that Mandama, the Cheftza Shel Torah is always kavua as the Kol HaTorah Kula. That's the Cheftza Shel Torah. But the Gemara is only saying that since the Torah Megillah Nitna, so the Mesirasa Mesinai was B'Teras Megillah, so therefore, if even though the Chefza was Kavua later as a Chefza Shalkala Tarakula, but since the Derech Mesirasa was Megillah, so that's why we should be Matir, B'Shas HaTzerech, we should be Matir for the Tinaik to be Kesev Megillah. Just like then it was Shas HaTzerech was Matir. It wouldn't be a deviation. It wouldn't be the same deviation of Mesiras and Sinai as if I hold Chasuman Nitna. But definitely, you're never allowed to lachatchil, even according to the Mandam, and it says Megillah Nitna, to write parshas from the Torah, even according to him, because the pasuk says Lachayach Sefer Torah Zeh, as Kavua as one Chefza Shel Torah. But as far as being matir, when we're dealing with the question of Eis Lasis Lashem, insofar as being matir a deviation of Mesiras and Mesinai, according to that mandama, there's more room to be more reason to be matir, because you see the Mesir itself was Parshish, was Megillah. According to Rabbi Yochanan, we were just discussing, perhaps we should pin down a little more closely what the Megillah was, because it's Lakeich HaSefer Torah Zeis, so that means that it's Kavu as one Chefza Shel Limud. But before one chefza shel sefer Torah, that the chefza shel limud is the one chefza shel sefer Torah. What was it before, precisely? What were the megillas?
Yeah.
So what happened was like this: that originally there was a chal Hashem megillah. Originally it was chal Hashem megillah. But then what happened? The moment you had the last megillah, so the chal Hashem sefer Torah emerged. The chal Hashem sefer Torah. The Chal Hashem Sefer Torah included all the Megillahs. The moment the Chal Hashem Sefer Torah was created, emerged, the Chal Hashem Megillah was bottled. Because the Chal Hashem Sefer Torah immediately embraced all the Megillahs. So it took in all the Megillahs. And therefore now we have one chefza shel Chol Hashem Sefer Torah. The Shem Megillah is gone. Chol Hashem Sefer Torah is completely obliterates the Shem Megillah. Okay? So in other words, the original Kedusha of Megillahs was converted into a Kedusha Sefer Torah. That's what happened. The original Kedusha of Megillahs was converted into Kedusha Sefer Torah. The Chefza shel Megillahs was converted into Chefza shel Sefer Torah. But nevertheless, there was a Chefza shel Megillah. Nevertheless, to say that the Torah was given Bitzuras, there was a Chefza shel Megillah. You can't speak anymore of the. You can't speak in the present as Megillah comprising the essence of Kedusha Sefer Torah. It's true, but originally there was a Chefza shel Megillah. Like the pasuk says, Megillah Sefer Kosov Alai. There was a Megillah. So if I'm Kesef Megillah, so that means now if I'm Kesef Megillah, so it means I'm limiting the Kedusha to the original form. I'm limiting the Kedusha to the original form before the Kedusha Sefer Torah arrived. So I'm not allowed to do it. I'm not allowed to do it because now it's Kedusha Sefer Torah. But it still is not the same deviation as Mesiras HaMisinai as if there was never a Shem Megillah to begin with. Actually, what I'm doing is I'm using an antiquated chafta. Because Megillah is a Shem Megillah, the chafta Shem Megillah was surpassed by the Lakai HaSefer Torah Azais. You see? Sure, but nevertheless, there was such a chafta. So it's not a deviation as far as Mesiras HaMisinai is concerned, as if there was never a Chefza shel Megillah.
Yeah.
In other words, I'm being Kaveya now a Chefza shel Megillah, which was surpassed by Kedusha Sefer Torah. That's what I'm being Kaveya, if I write a parasha. So I'm being Kaveya a Chefza shel Megillah. Yeah, but the point is, but it still was, apparently, you see, Mr. Rasmussen, we've seen it was Ayde Chefza shel Megillah. So, B'Shas HaTchak, I could return to the original form of the Mr. Rasmussen of Kedusha Megillahs. I have no choice. But if the Halacha of Mesiras HaMisinai was a bedafka that there should not be any, there's no shnei zecher Chefza shel Megillah. That's why it wasn't allowed to be written until later, until the Torah was completed. Then you can't do it. And that's what we hold. The Maskana, of course, there's no such thing as Megillahs, because the Torah kivin de idbik idbik. What does kivin de idbik idbik mean? It means that once there became a Chefza shel Torah, so then the Shem Megillahs were canceled out. That's definitely so. But it's only a question of the act of Mesiras HaMisinai. Now let's return to the questions we had on the Rambam to begin with. Alright? The first question was on the Rambam was, how does he derive it from the Pasuk? Kisvu lechem es hashir hazeis. Yeah. So the question was, maybe over here, it means a parsha. It means a parsha. And even if you say it doesn't mean a parsha, let him write Sefer Devarim. We have to understand over here, what is the mitzvah of... we mentioned that the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah has a kiyum of Mesiras HaMisinai. Right? Okay. Now I just wanted to say one thing. That is not just insofar as Limud HaTorah is concerned, but there are two mitzvahs that have a kiyum of Mesiras HaMisinai. One mitzvah is Limud HaTorah, and then there's another mitzvah. To be kaina, for a person to be kaina, the Chefza shel Limud. You see? Ksiva Sefer Torah. Ksiva is a form of kniya. To be kind of the Chefza shel Limud. That's the halacha. And the halacha of being kind of the Chefza shel Limud is also a kiyum in Mesiras HaMisinai. It's also a kiyum. Mesiras HaMisinai could be mekuyim in two ways. Two ways that you have a kiyum in Mesiras HaMisinai. One is through the Maisa Limud. You see Maisa Limud. And the other way is through being kind of the Chefza shel Limud. The Chefza shel Limud. And that is the essentially it's through ksiva. That's why the Rambam. That's why we start off. We said that's what the Rambam mentions. The im kosvei kulei biyadai keilu kiblu a mei sinai. Because in ksiva sefer Torah there's also a kiyum of Mesiras HaMisinai, of kabbalasa misinai, and the kabbalasa misinai is so yeah.
Yeah.
So therefore, the halacha of ksiva sefer Torah is not just a sign, not just on my ksiva. It doesn't mean just on my ksiva. It's a kiyum in Mesiras HaMisinai. That's what the Rambam says of his kosvei biyadai keilu kiblu mei sinai. But if you're magia isachas, you're not really keilu kiblu mei sinai, even though it's keilu kosvei kulei. Because Magia Isachas is if you cuss with Kula. But insofar as Misiras and Isina, it lacks. Misiras and Isina requires that you have to be Kaiser called Tarakula from Brachus to Lenikal Yisrael Ba'atzmai. You see? Otherwise, Ram himself wouldn't have done it. Okay. Now, yeah. So therefore, the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah is the Teres. Is not just a abstract mitzvah, but it's being kind of the chetzah shel limud. It's being kind of the chetzah shel limud, which is the chetzah shel limud, which is Misiras and Messina. Okay, now that's why the Rambam says that a kiss for the chametz shirazos cannot be one parsha, because one parsha. It's true there's a mitzvah of mezuzah, two parshas, but the mitzvah of mezuzah is not b'teres chetzah shel limud. B'teres chetzah shel limud Misiras and Messina. There's no such thing as being one or two parshas. That's only possible if it's a ma'isa, a separate mitzvah. But over here, the mitzvah itself is to be kena, to relate the chefza shall the chefza shall nimsra misinai ayadei ksiva, relate it to yourself. So in that case, it's the chefza shall limud. The chefza shall limud, you cannot write one parsha because once the chefza shall limud, you'll be kaveya the chefza shall limud. For one parsha, you can't be kaveil chet shalim from one parsha. If I just write a mezuzah, I'm not being kaveil chet shalim. It's a separate mitzvah. So I'm writing a parsha. That's the mitzvah. Put it on the door. Fine. But if it's the chet shalim, so then if I write one parsha, so it's just like by limud itself, the limud is kaveil. If I learn shalim and achsav, so I'm being kaveil the chet shalim the wrong way. So if I write one parsha, I'm being kaveil the chet shalim as a chet. Itself without kalatera kula, that I'm not allowed to do. I can't do it. So it's impossible to say over here kisvul lachemes ashir azeis means to write the one parsha. All the problems that are raised against the mitzvah ksivas sefer Torah, what our contention here is, are based upon the fact that there's a misunderstanding with regard to the framework of the mitzvah ksivas sefer Torah. They're taking it like a mitzvah ksivas parshas. It's not a mitzvah ksivas parshas. It's a mitzvah to be kind of the chefza shalimud, which is nimsura misinai. That's the law. There's two ways that you have a misura of misinai. One is through limud, and one is through mitzvah ksiva sefer Torah. Okay? So therefore, it's impossible to write one parsha, the Rambam says. Because b'teres chefza shalimud, you're not allowed to write one parsha, because you'd be kaveya the chefza shalimud, you like it to rasai. That's the yisad varn shabach savi atara shalom bal peh. The misirasa misinai is measured in maisa. In other words, in Maisa, like the Rambam says in the Sefer Mitzvahs, that he could be kind also. Gemara Menachas, Chaytif Mitzvahs Menashuk, but he's Yaitzah. So he never even wrote it. So there's no specific form. The halacha is an act of Mesiras HaMisinai. So there's less involvement in Kniyas, if it's Chaytif, like he's just grabbing it. But it's not really an involvement. The next level, Yerush is out. Why is Yerush no good? Because there's no mice altogether. That's why there's different levels. Yerush is nothing. Yerush is not Yates altogether, because he didn't do any mice, even though he's Kenyan. It's not a lach of a Kenyan dinamominus. It's a different kind of Kenyan. It's a Kenyan here insofar as the Surim is concerned. As far as mitzvahs is concerned, it's not a Kenyan and dinamominus. So the fact that you own it, you have bilas on it, doesn't mean anything. You have to do a mice, which demonstrates the Misiras Mishinai. So there's different levels. The lowest level is Kenyan. The next level is Magia. And the highest level, which is the real ultimate key of Misiras Mishinai, is Kesar Batzmai. That's what the Rambam says. Now the Shagasari's kasha was, what about Sefer Dvarim? Sefer Dvarim, you're allowed to write. The answer is like this. You see, you have to understand what the Rambam is saying. Listen carefully. The Rambam says, Kisvul lachem es ashir azeis. And it can't mean there's one parsha. Can't case me as a Torah parsha's parshas. There's one of two possibilities. Either the Torah meant to write the Teras Limud, this one parsha, or else it couldn't refer to this parsha. Inherently. Essentially. But it means you should write this parsha. But it's referring, this parsha is an accident in a different entity. But essentially, the essential mitzvah of ksiva has to relate to another entity. Now, you cannot say the essential mitzvah of ksiva relates to Sefer Dvarim. Because Sefer Dvarim, essentially, is not a chefza shel limud. You see? The only reason why it's mutter to write Sefer Dvarim is because it's a chelek of kol ha-Torah kulo, like we said before. Do you understand what I mean? But essentially, there's no mitzvah of ksiva as Dvarim. It's muta lichtev as a Torah kol sefer b'fnei atzmai. That's what the Rambam's lashon is. What does it mean, muta lichtev as a kol sefer b'fnei atzmai? It means that you're allowed to write chelke ha-Torah. Because each chelek, since it's a chelek in itself, like we mentioned before, so therefore reflects the kol ha-Torah kula. You see. But here, kisvul lachem is a mitzvah s'ksiva. It's telling you to write something essentially. Essentially, Dvarim is never written essentially. So it's impossible to refer to Sefer Dvarim. Kitzvu Lachem means it's to write something essentially. Either it means this Pasha, the Ram says that can't be, so it must refer to another entity in which this Pasha is contained. It can't be Dvarim. Dvarim can't, you can't write Dvarim essentially. Because it can't be Kaveya. If that would be the mitzvah to write Dvarim essentially, then it would be Asa to write it because it would be Kaveya Dvarim as a separate entity. You see? And Dvarim isn't a separate entity. It's part of the whole entity. The only reason why to write it is because it's a part of the entity of Sefer Torah. Now the question was with regard to Nashim. Yeah. By the way, I just want to mention, I mentioned before, the Aruch HaShulchan held that there was a mistake in the last part of the Ram in the Sefer Mitzvahs. And he held because a lot of those things aren't correct. When he adds up the number, in the end of the Sefer Mitzvahs, the Rambam brings down that there's 60 constant mitzvahs. The Rambam held that was a separate thing, a separate entity. So there are a lot of mistakes there. So he doesn't rely on the fact that the Rambam says that the mitzvah Yudches is not for Nashim. Yeah. But the thing is, his Girsa, he had mistakes. But now Kapach came with a new edition. And a lot of the things he was Machavim to, by the way, they were corrected there. But there's no doubt about it that the Rambam originally wrote that the mitzvah of Ches is not the Nashim. The Rambam is kol ish vish mishvelim, means only a Nashim. So the question is, well, has Rambam no Nashim of Torahs? And Shai Gisai, yes, the Gemara in Kedushin doesn't mention this. It only mentions Talimud Torah. Why should we tell him Limud? If you kind of the king. Yeah, the answer is because the mitzvah is to write the Torah, which is a Chefsa Shalimud. It's only a Chefsa Shalimud for a Nashim. It's not a Chefsa Shalimud. The mitzvah, the Limadat HaMaisan as Benechem, is only a Nashim. So therefore, it's not a chafetz shalimut for Nashim. Yeah, it's true, Nashim also chayav to know what the mitzvahs are. But it's not the same chafetz, it's not designated as the same chafetz shalimut. Since it's not designated as the same chafetz shalimut, of course, an isha could learn. A goy could learn Shev Mitzvah. But it's considered called a pater. It's considered a person is pater. And ain't a mitzvah v'yaisef. An isha does it, but Taras ain't a mitzvah v'yaisef. So a goy could put on tefillin also as ain't a mitzvah v'yaisef as a kim mitzvah, you see. It's still a chafetz shalom mitzvah for a guy. I mean, it's not designated as a chafetz shalom mitzvah for a guy. But the Rambam says in the Hilchos Melachim, a guy could do anything. A guy could come to shul, put on tefillin, talis, and daven, and he's considered an enemy of Yisrael. Yeah, no. But it's an isha also is an enemy of Yisrael.
It's
lacking in the kviyas of the chafetz of the teres chafetz shalimah. By the way, a guy is also mechuyif to learn the mitzvah studies chayiv and shev mitzvah bnei ne'ach. But it's not a chafsa shalimud. That's why he's only chayiv in those shev mitzvahs. He has to know what to do. But a guy is not chayiv to learn the shev mitzvahs, the teras chafsa shalimud. There's no Talmud Torah for a guy. Otherwise, it'd be more than shev mitzvahs in Ayach. The mitzvahs Talmud Torah. The reason why the guy is not allowed to learn anything else besides shev mitzvahs in Ayach is because then it would be the teras limud itself. That's also for a guy. Actually, the guy is like this. That's true. You have to make one correction. A guy could do put on film, so he has to be able to learn about what film is in order to be able to do it. The Torah Sanimitzvah V'yesa. But he's not allowed to learn the Torah Limud itself, except those Shev Mitzvahs. He's allowed to learn even the Torah Limud itself. But since he has he's Chayiv in those Mitzvahs, so those Mitzvahs, because the Gemara says, Afilu Akam V'yosef V'Torah Smash Yishayish L'Chayv Gomam Abba, the Gemara in Bava Kama, and it's on Hedjin. So it says in his Mitzvahs, the Gemara says on Hedjin, he's allowed to learn. So those mitzvahs he's allowed to learn even Mataras Lima himself. I'm sorry. Those mitzvahs he's allowed to learn even Mataras Lima himself. Okay. And now with the kasha we asked on the Rush. How could the Rush change the Torah mitzvah? Shagasai disagrees with the Rush. So if Shah is like this, that according to the Rush learns like the Rambam, that the mitzvah is to be kind of the chefza of Limud, which is Misiras Misinai, which was Misiras Misinai. So the Rush says, if that's the case, he says that it must be a chefza shalimud. And since Bizman Azeh, the Sefer Torah is not a Chefetz Shalimud, because it's Munach Beveis HaKnesses, so therefore it cannot refer to Sefer Torah anymore. So what does it have to refer to? It has to refer to the Chefetz, according to the Rashi, it's the Chefetz with which I am a Kayim, which I have a Kiyum in Misiras HaMisinai. That's the Chefetz. So the Chefetz was changed, the Rashi says. Bizman Azeh, it's not Sefer Torah anymore. Bizman Azeh, it's other form. It's all the other things that we write. Yeah. Once they changed it from a Leis Lasis, it says you're allowed to write down the Torah Shabbal Peh, so now this is the Chefta with which you Mekayim Misiras HaMisinai. This is the Chefta Shalimud. So this is the Chefta Shalimud, so then the Mitzvah Ksivus Sefer Torah goes on that. That's what the Rosh says. Any Chefta was...
Right, it's a complete, it's the halacha. It doesn't have to be a chet to shall sefer Torah. It doesn't have to. It's an extension of limud. Ksivah sefer Torah is an extension of limud. Whatever the limud is, you have to write it down. So before it was sefer Torah was the chet to shall limud. That was only chet to shall limud b'tzav. So that was the only thing that I wrote down. Now the chet to shall limud b'tzav is kavah Torah kula. So that's the mitzvah changes to that. Okay. Now, therefore, it answers the kasha that we asked. We said that the rush, according to the rush, if it's amanas lomoid, so what did the rush do with the Gemara? It says that the melech put that sefer beveis genazov. It's not amanas, not amanas lomoid. It's the chefzah shalimud. But bisman Gemara, so the chefzah shalimud was originally, well, bisman Gemara later was changed a little bit, but before this man verbida nasi, so the chefzah shalimud was sefer Torah. This melech puts his specific sefer Torah beveis genazov doesn't change the kriyas of the universal chefzah that everybody agrees with. The universal chefzah, there's a universal chefzah shalimud. So it's so good. So the melech only uses one. When he puts beveis genazov, fine. Doesn't mean he has to learn out of that particular sefer. It means you have to be kasev the chefzah shalimud. The chefzah shalimud universally is the chefzah was a chefzah shal sefer Torah, but now universally it's not a chefzah shal sefer Torah anymore. Now the chefzah with which I'm a kayim limud a Torah. And the see Rasa Misinai is whatever we use now, the Gemara is all these other things we have. So that's the Chefzah that you have to write. That's the Chefzah you have to write. And this would answer the question of the Karavai Seimai, the Karavai Kalimai Chayav. You see? Because, we ask the question, why isn't Vahai Seimai a separate mitzvah? The Karavai Kalimai Chayav, another mitzvah. The answer is like this, Vahai Seimai, the Karavai Kalimai Chayav is a separate halacha by the Melech. That by everybody else they have to be Kaysev the Chefzah Shalimut. But by the Melech, the Chefzah Shalim, it must be designated. The specific sefer that he writes must be designated for Limud. It's not just to be Kesev the Chefzah Shalim universally, but the specific sefer that he's Kesev must be designated. It must be a Chefzah Shalim. That's V'Hoy Sayimai V'Kar V'Hoy Kol Yimechayev. That's why those aren't mitzvahs. Because those are qualifications of Ksiva. You see? The Halach is V'Kosev Lo'es Mishnei Atera Zeis It means that for the melech, it must be designated, the specific sefer that he writes must be designated as the chefzah shalim, not just to write the universal sefer. Universal sefer is beveis genazov. But the sefer that the second one that he writes must be a chefzah shalim. How is it a chefzah shalim? It's kavua l'limud. That's v'hoi sa'imai v'korovai kol mechayev. These aren't separate mitzvahs. This is a qualification of the chefzah which he is kesef. On the contrary, this shows exactly the pshat that we're saying, that it's being kesef the chefzah shalimud. Otherwise, what's the b'melech? Why isn't it a separate mitzvah b'melech? V'hoi sa'imai should be a separate mitzvah. Korovai should be a separate mitzvah. It's not a separate mitzvah. The halacha is that he must be kesef the chefzah which is designated personally to him as a chefzah shalimud. And that's why it's always with him. The melech, the second sefer, has to be specifically a chefzah shalimud. But it's an extension of the universal mitzvah. And achleikus between the Rosh and the Rambam is, according to the Rosh, it's not specifically to the chefzah shalimud of sefer Torah per se. According to the Rambam, no. The chefzah shal sefer Torah was nitvas as the chefzah shalimud. No external action can make any change in what the chefzah shal. That's kavur as the chefzah shalimud. You don't learn from it, doesn't matter. The Rosh says, no, it goes by the ma'isa limud. The ma'isa limud renders it a chefzah shalimud. According to the Rambam, it's inherently designated as a chefzah shalimud. Sefer Torah itself. According to the halacha of the ksiva sefer Torah, we finished the halachic part. But now let's understand, there's a strange formulation. Kisva lachem is a shira zeis, right? And it says sefer Torah sheyesh bas shira. I mean, why was the halacha formulated this way? It's formulated like this, like we said before, that there was no essential mitzvah to write this shira. The essential mitzvah, so kisva lachem is shira zeis means that it should be an accident in another chefzah, which is another entity, which has to be the chefzah of Kol HaTorah Kula. Okay. Why was it formulated that way? That's the question. In order to understand why it was formulated that way, you have to understand what the Shira is. What is the Shira? Shira is Shira Sazino. What is Shira Sazino? That's the question. And the Pasuk says about Shira Sazino, V'hoya l'cha, V'hoya b'cha l'eid. Interesting thing. V'hoya kisim tzeno, it say, Rois, Rabbi, Shatsaris, V'hansa, Shira Zeth, V'fon of l'eid, Ki lo si shochach mi pizarai. Ki adati es yitzra, Asher hu oisa, Yoy, Meterem av yena, El ha'oretz, Shenish boti. And what did he add? What's added in Nazino that you don't have before? I mean, before you have Divrei Abris, that Moshe Rabbeinu was carried with Klal Yisrael, the Techecha, because Moshe Rabbeinu received the tzivui to say his own bris to Klal Yisrael, which was later incorporated in Chetz Shel Torah, and then that was in Piyatz Mayom, right? And then you had Atem Nitzav Mayom Kolchem,
And a couple of the bris b'shvur ba'ala. And then there was a kiss for the chametz shiras ois v'yibachaleid. What is it? What's in hazina? What's in hazina that's different than anything else? So the Ramban says the last Ramban hazina says v'hine hashiras ois shehi bonu le'ed emes v'neiman tanged bebir kol amatzei seisano. All right, so Ramban says he starts off with a history of what happened to us, and then we went away from Derech Hashem and the Einshim that we'll receive. And then you have, he says the difference between this shir and before is because this shir is on the Gula Hasida. This shir mentions the Gula Hasida. He says, "Haninu goyim amay kidam avod of yikain." The Nachum Yashiv Tzav v'chipa ed masay amay. And it discusses the Gula Hasida. Okay, this is the only place in Torah where you have a mention of the Gula Hasida. It says, "Vine ein b'shir azois tanai b'tshuva v'avoda." Okay, but actually you do have a mention of Gula Hasida before, because the Ramban says this is Gula Hasida, but you have before also the Gula Hasida, because it says Yeah, before also it mentions that the Gula Hasida. But the Ramban says a difference like this. The difference is the Hinein Bashiraz Tanai Bachuva Vavaida. You see? There is no Tanai in Shuva. Before it mentions the Gula Hasida, that applies to all, like Ram says, Hasidim applies to all, says Shuva, Miyarein Gola. So that it says already before. But what's different in this shira? The Ramban says that over here there's no tnai of tshuva. You see? But that Ramban says, V'hu shus baruch yasa banu techochos chema v'loi yash b'sechreinu. He says, V'yifra min o'evim b'char b'akosh v'agdol v'chazog v'chapa chazen l'man shemai. You see? Im kin ashira zes haftachem of waris b'gula asida al korchon shel minin. Alright, fine, okay. So what is the difference if it mentions the Gula Hasida Yidei Tshuva, if it doesn't mention the Gula Hasida Yidei Tshuva? I mean, what's the difference? It mentions Gula Hasida, right? And of course the Chazal say that this Shira is very great because Yesh Ba Achshav, Yesh Ba L'Shavam, Yesh Ba L'Asadavai. Okay? Yesh Ba L'Asad, Yesh Ba L'Abba. Okay. So what's the Pshat? The Pshat is like this. That really, there's two Inyanim in Kabbalah's Haterah. The person in Kabbalah's Haterah. One Kabbalah's Haterah is the Kabbalah's Haterah La'atmai. Because it's the best way of life. It's the Kabbalah's Haterah for himself. So that Kabbalah's Haterah means that the recognition of the truth of the Torah. That's for Shafta Hashem Lekecha V'Shamata B'Kelah. They recognize the truth of the Torah. But there's another aspect of Kabbalah's Haterah. The other aspect is like this, that the Matan Torah was given as, it's true, that it's for the benefit of the Klal, but it also reveals the divine plan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that such a thing should exist. You see, it's part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan for this world. You see, now before it only talks in terms of the benefit to the benefit to the Klal. The mitzvahs are a benefit to the Klal. So the makabel the Torah, benefit for themselves as far as it's beneficial. See, but then there's another thing. The matan Torah represents the plan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the divine plan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's his plan. Laman Shemai. See, Laman Shemai means that this is his plan. Aside from the fact that it's beneficial, you see. So there's two themes in Matan Torah. One theme in Matan Torah is for the benefit of Klal Yisrael. That's the that's one Kabbalah Torah. But the second Kabbalah Torah is recognition of the divine plan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Shirov Hazino is the Teras, the second framework. The framework that it is the divine plan. Now when it says that the Unsa Shira Zeis Li'ed Kilesi Shochach Mipi Zarai, you see, what it means is that eventually Klal Yisrael will recognize the Matan Torah as the divine plan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They'll recognize that this is his will, part of his will, that Klal Yisrael should keep the Torah, and the whole world should recognize the Torah. So it's a different recognition, not just the recognition for themselves, but a recognition as a part of God's will. You see? So that's really what the Shira was. Not the Kisul HaFemus HaShira's Eis. That's the ultimate geula. Really has to have a kabbalah on the part of Klal Yisrael as the divine plan,
And that will emerge from this, from the fact that they will recognize, that's what Hazino. Hazino means that they will recognize that this is a divine plan, the recognition of the divine plan. You see? So that's why the, so really you see that's a higher level of Kabbalah Sotera. So V'ata kisvu lachem es hashira hazais, it means sefer Torah sheyesh bo shira. Because the ultimate Kabbalah Sotera, the ultimate Kabbalah Sotera of Mesiras HaMisinai is the acceptance of the Torah, not just as a beneficial document for the Klal, but as a something which is part of the divine plan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the ultimate. Says kisvu lachem es hashira hazais. That's the ultimate level of Kabbalah Sotera. Kabbalah Sotera not only because it's beneficial, but Kabbalah Sotera because it represents the plan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the Shira, that's what Hayel Chod Be'ed. That they'll recognize in the time of the Gula Sida that this is a divine plan. That's why it was formulated that way. V'ata kisvu lachem es hashira hazais, sefer Torah sheyesh bo shira. Sefer Torah sheyesh bo shira, because through the Shira, this will emerge. Through the Shira, this will emerge. All mitzvahs, Kabbalah Sotera, from Siras HaMisinai. The real Kabbalah Sotera is recognition of that second aspect of Arnino Goyim Amai, Kedam Avad Avikam.